Intense fighting is taking place on the streets around the army headquarters and presidential palace in Khartoum as the conflict between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary group the Rapid Support Forces enters its third week. Both sides say they're making gains and both blame each other for violating yet another ceasefire. The army says it's repelled an attack on Jabal Awliya, 40 kilometres south of Khartoum. It blames the Rapid Support Forces for the continuing violence. The RSF denies this and says it's taken control of an area south of the capital.
We convey good news to our commander and tell him that the battles are over and that the remnant groups have fled. The main market is back to normal now and the Rapid Support Forces are welcomed by the people.
The UN envoy has reiterated calls for a permanent end to the violence and issued this warning.
Regional countries and the international community must say that if the situation continues, even if one side wins the fight, that side would not be accepted internationally. If a side refuses negotiations and refuses reconciliation, it will not be accepted internationally, regionally, and I think also nationally in Sudan.
Sudan Doctors Union has warned the health service is on the verge of collapse and says there's a shortage of medicine. This hospital is in the city of Omdurman.
We lack medical staff and facilities. Our shifts have been extended, but there are only one or two doctors to cover two or three departments. In normal circumstances, this wouldn't happen, but now the situation is so difficult.
With essential supplies running out, thousands are streaming out of the country. Many are heading to Port Sudan on the eastern Red Sea coast.
I was among the people trapped for nearly 7 days in Khartoum with no food, electricity or water. The conditions were very bad, but thank God we managed to leave and come here. The journey was a bit difficult, but things worked out and we arrived.
Now they wait to register for a ferry to Saudi Arabia. Relieved to be out of immediate danger, but uncertain about when it will be safe to return. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.